From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The so-called Trump bump for Wall Street reached record levels on Wednesday, with the Dow Industrial Average passing the 21,000 mark. Peter Cardillo is the chief market economist at First Standard Financial. He says that President Trump's speech on Tuesday, combined with some good economic news, led to the record close.
We got some real good economic news today, and we've been having these strings of economic news that suggest that the economy is continuing to grow and that inflation is nearing the Fed's target, which means that we're probably headed for a rate hike sometime this month.
Some investors see raising rates as a signal that the U.S. economy no longer needs the boost it gets from ultra-low interest rates. The news from Wall Street helped to buoy up prices on the Nikkei index. It climbed 1.19% in the first few minutes of trading. The Topix index of all first section issues was up 1.24%. One day after his first address to a joint session of Congress, President Donald Trump met with Republican leaders from both the House and Senate at the White House Wednesday. He laid out the changes he wants to make in U.S. health care policies. However, Republican colleagues in Congress still remain divided about exactly how to repeal and then replace the act known as Obamacare. President Trump has said he wants to make sure Americans with pre-existing medical conditions can still buy insurance. Republicans have long sought to rescind the Affordable Care Act, saying its mandatory requirement to buy insurance is an unwarranted intrusion by the government on personal rights. This is VOA News. Talks on Syria's future continued Wednesday, with opposition leaders meeting with Russia's deputy foreign minister. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met with various opposition members, including the head of the delegation, Yahya Kodmani, and lead negotiator, Nasser al-Hariri. Afterwards, the UN mediator said the two-hour meeting was not just procedural, but substantive.
We had a very in-depth discussion. I think we had the opportunity to go deeply in all the items of the agenda, and that, I think, has been quite useful.
The opposition says that political transition, specifically the fate of President Bashar al-Assad, should be added to the discussions. De Mistura is expected to meet again with both sides on Thursday to continue the intra-Syrian negotiations. Meanwhile, a United Nations investigative report has accused Syria and its ally Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes over several months in eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein has the details on the report from Geneva.
Chairman of the Independent Commission, Paolo Pinheiro, says civilians were deliberately targeted.
Each cluster bomb release, they are used in such a densely populated area, as I said, as eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime.
Pinheiro says the report also documents Syria's use of chlorine-filled barrel bombs on civilian inhabited areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The widow of the gunman who killed dozens of people at a Florida nightclub last year will be released from jail ahead of her trial on charges of aiding the attack. U.S. Magistrate Judge Donna Ryu said Wednesday there's no evidence that 31-year-old Noor Salman is dangerous, has connections to the Islamic State group, or holds extremist views. Charles Swift is one of Salman's lawyers.
The magistrate ordered today that she be released on a $500,000 bond secured by the properties of her family into the custody of her family. We believe it's a just, equitable, and appropriate decision that permits her to reunite with her children.
Salman has pleaded not guilty to charges of aiding and abetting Omar Mateen and lying to investigators after he shot and killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Mateen was later killed by police. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.